Now, it's time to go Inside the Green Room with Danny Green.
All right, Gresham Fauria now on to the Harbor One Hotline. Danny Green on the line right now is Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, how you doing today? You're on with Lou Merlone, former Major League Baseball player, very successful pro career, and some other guy named Andy Hart, who never played at any pro level ever.
Screw you.
I'm good. Appreciate you guys having me on. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so we're getting closer to the playoffs, and obviously I know you've been watching the Celtics, and it just seems like their give-a-crap level is at zero. What do you make of the way they've been playing?
I'm looking at it as toward the end of the season, they pretty much they're clinched the spot. They're number one. I don't think anybody's catching them. So I thought they would rest people, but they aren't. So at this point, they might as well if you're going to, you know, have that level of care. But I feel like they're just trying to keep rhythm. They're just trying to play and hoop. I don't know how serious they're taking it, but it seems like the rest days, hopefully that's the mindset, because right now the last couple of games they haven't looked like themselves.
Danny, you were on some of those great teams in San Antonio, and maybe you saw a few end of the seasons like this. How do you balance the rest, make sure you're sharp? Do you just flip the switch, make sure everyone's healthy, or have you seen some, maybe in your experience, maybe sitting guys didn't exactly help go into the playoffs?
No. There is no flipping the switch. You can't turn it on and off like when you want and you feel like it. But, yes, that's on the coach. We've rested guys, and it always helped. You always want to give them some games to relax, and obviously you also want to keep them in rhythm. So coach has to figure out how to do that, how to balance it, how to keep guys fresh but also in shape. So I think, like, the best approach would be, you know, take, like, maybe the last two games pretty good, or, like, at least a half of, like, first or second half of the last two games so guys get their minutes in rhythm. But the games prior to that, probably, you know, rested two or three games. Especially if you said you had that number one seed locked in. The biggest issue now is just health, you know.
Yeah, you know, because they lose last night 118-109. The starters get pulled in, like, the third quarter. The crowd starts booing because they're just irritated with the bad basketball. You mentioned how you just can't be a, you know, flip-the-switch team. But I feel like they're dismissing – like, what's happening. It's almost like, hey, no big deal. Even there was audio of Jason Tatum saying, hey, I can't, you know, the next time we get on a plane, it's going to be for real. I feel like that's a problem.
I think it could be, yeah. We'll see when it happens. It doesn't look good right now, but they are a really good team that could, excuse me, that could, I guess, turn it on. I mean, but they're young, so you don't want to be, you know, in that type of realm or mindset with a young group. You kind of want them always locked in. But so they've got the number one seed, and, you know, they should be taking it everything for real. But it's not a good sign going into the playoffs right now. But as I said, they have the home court locked up, and they have a couple games to get it together and also to rest if they need to. They're in a good position. But as I said, they need to probably tighten up in that the last couple games, honestly.
Danny, the Celtics inked Drew Holiday to a long-term extension this week. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that gives him some comfort, motivation, whatever a positive may be heading into the postseason. Flip side of this, the talking point around here is, oh, does that mean they don't have money to keep Derek White around? Do contract extensions like that this time of year, can they play a role with the mindset of a guy and of a team heading into the postseason?
For sure. I think Drew deserves every dollar. Very good player, even better person. And, you know, floor leader and locker room leader. So that's why they kept him. I think they'll figure out a way to keep Derek as well. I don't think Derek's thinking about that, but I know it helps probably Drew be comfortable. Like, all right, I have a future here. I'll be here for a while. They did it earlier in the year with Porzingis. I'm sure they'll try to figure out Derek this summer, but I don't think other people's contracts affect the guys that are playing or other guys around them mindset. It could. But Derek is a vet now. He's been in this league for a while. He's played in San Antonio. He's professional. He knows he's not the type to turn it on and off. And he's going to be playing his game regardless of the situation, regardless of contracts. And I expect all those guys to show up, especially him, and play their best basketball when the time is necessary.
Danny, this team, for the most part, the core, you know, they've lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost in the NBA Finals. yet they have the best record in the NBA. Do you look at a team like that that is yet to get over the hump as the clear favorite in the NBA Finals? And if not, like who would be the team you'd be most concerned with? Is it out West?
I think they're the clear favorite in the East. I wouldn't say the NBA Finals. If they were mature and showing those signs, then yes, they would be. But you said there's something about them that shows vulnerability, and people are not 100% sold. So with that being said, they better tighten up these last couple of games, because the East is very wide open, but the playoffs is no easy nights, and any team could shock you. You don't want to see Miami again in that A seed or Philly, and you're not playing your best basketball. That's not what you want to see happen.
So we're talking to Danny Green, 15 years in the league. He is our Odyssey insider, and insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. I'm wondering if we all get a free Hyundai for this this deal, and if you're rolling around in your Hyundai, you can Santa Fe. Danny, when you look at the MVP race, you know, I know it's basically over. At least I'm assuming it's over. I saw this thing on Kevin Hart, you know, doing this podcast, alternate broadcast of one of the games, and he's talking about Nikola Jokic can't win the MVP again. You just can't give it to him again. It's like there's this cap or this limit on it, especially when you have guys like SGA, Brunson, Tatum, Doncic, or even Anthony Edwards, right? Do you agree with that? Is it turning, if you win it too much, does it turn into just let somebody else have it?
I don't think he's at that point where he's won it too much. He's won it twice. There's people that have won it more than three or four times. So I think more people, fans would like to see other people. You know, it's a regular season award, and I think people have really great regular seasons. Obviously, Denver has had an unbelievable regular season, but he usually turns it up even more in the playoffs. But people would like to see other people win it. And I think Shea was my MVP until he sat out the last couple weeks or so. He's back now, but Luka's really turned it up a notch. I like the way he's been playing, and Dallas has been balling. So those two for me were other options that were best outside of Jokic. But, Jokic has been playing well and hasn't missed many games and putting up the same numbers he's put up in the past. So if he deserves it, he rightfully so should get it. But, yes, people do, I think, get tired of seeing the same person win the same awards over and over. Why, you didn't see Dwight Howard win, Defensive Player of the Year like three or four times, or four times, because they're just tired of seeing, he could have gotten it more than once. Same with LeBron. LeBron's kind of got MVP more than four times, but they're tired of seeing it happen. So, we'll see what happens. I think there's a chance that somebody may shock us. And I said Luka could be the one. I said if he finished up the regular season in Dallas somehow, sneaks into the top three or something like that, which I doubt happens, but they sneak in there, Luka could be a serious consideration.
Dan, you talk about the Celtics team, they have some vulnerabilities, and obviously, the 62-win team, so you kind of pick at times, but I think one constant that I think fans get frustrated with, in the playoffs, it's going to come down to the last shot, and we've seen it repeatedly with this team over the years. It's basically four guys in the corner, give the ball to Tatum with 15 seconds left, let him dribble it down to three, and take a fadeaway. It's over and over and over again. Do you see that in that Celtics? Is that one of the issues you're talking about? And what can they do differently?
Yeah, they do a lot of settling. And it's not just that. It's overall, they fall in love with the three ball. I think, they first team in NBA history to not attempt a free throw in the game, which is kind of crazy. They got to get more inside, more to the free throw line. You see certain stars, like even James Harden, Trae Young. Cole LeBron, those guys knew how to get to the free throw line if the game wasn't going well, or score in other ways besides shooting threes and creating in other ways. They're very capable of scoring at the rim. They're very capable of getting to the mid-range and free throw line, but they do fall in love with the three a lot and settle, and they do a lot of iso ball, one-on-one, my turn, your turn, when it comes to the fourth quarter, and you don't see as much execution or continuity, and I think that's the reason why a lot of people aren't as sold on them, because meanwhile, these are great players, but that's not the best offense and not the most efficient when you're trying to win games, especially in the playoffs.
Talking with Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green here. Danny, sort of building off that question, stars win and lose, whether that's fair or not, in the playoffs, in all sports, really. Do you consider Jason Tatum clutch, a closer, or does he still need to prove that?
No, I do. I consider him that. He definitely is a clutch and a closer. And not every star or every superstar is very consistent in that area. It doesn't mean that they're not clutch. It's just not an easy area to be the best in. You know what I'm saying? Like, the most efficient in. It's a very low clock. It's not a lot of time. Yeah, superstars help win play. But I think really the people that help you win series and playoff games are your role players. You know, you need an X factor to show up and give you some.
Bye, Danny.
Ooh, we lost him. We lost Danny Green. I'm sure he was
ran out of energy.
You want to check and see? Okay, so we lost Danny Green real quick, and I was just getting ready to ask him my very important question.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
Oh, the milkshake?
The milkshake question. The milkshake question. It's you know, here's a guy that played, you know, what, 15 years in the league, won three titles, three different teams.
A 62 team win should not be, like, vulnerable.
They shouldn't be exploitable. And I would say there's a difference between like the way the Celtics are running through the East compared to how difficult the West is with, you know, Denver and Minnesota and OKC and the Suns. And, you know, I'll throw the Lakers in there because who the hell knows? They got a puncher's chance of anything, even though they'll probably get bounced.
But they have a great team. It just baffles me that we've seen the same endings of games the last two or three years. Like, it hasn't worked. It's never worked. I don't know if you're just going to keep doing it in the hopes that it does work, that the fadeaway three with 2 seconds to go, double teamed, rather than just running an offense and trying to get Tatum moving around, and you have other options that can finish. Is that the beauty of, like, Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, to have other options rather than just say, down one, tie game, here's the ball, dribble, dribble, down to seven, make a move and shoot? Like, it's never worked. It hasn't worked. I have zero confidence it's going to start working. And that's going to be the difference at some point. You're not going to blow everybody out in the playoffs.
So yes. It's Tatum. Like, that to me, you just said a lot of words. It's Tatum. Like, because they have decided
to him. Yeah.
Tatum is their guy. Tatum is their leader. Tatum is their closer. And Danny believes he's clutch. And, oh, you know, a lot of guys aren't consistent there. Yeah, and those guys aren't great. If you're great in that area and you're clutch, that's why you're Steph Curry. That's why you're Dame Lillard. That's why you build that reputation and resume. And Tatum's is... Yeah, he does it sometimes.
So, all the great finishes don't just dribble like that. They come off screen.
No, they find
around.
A way, though. Right, they find a way. Yeah, he doesn't find a way.
What
sorry.
Are you,
no.
The host is angry.
Oh, wait, so I was just about to say goodbye to Danny Green, but sure enough, Danny Green is back because I was just about to read the – Danny, you there?
You going to bring him back?
There you go. I don't even remember like what question we were asking you, but I'm going to end it with
about
this.
Tatum being
clutch.
Clutch. But I was saying, I think the role players are the ones that really win playoff games.
Yeah.
You're going to need Derek White and Jrue. Those guys step up. Sam Hauser, Pritchard. But yes, the stars are supposed to do what they're supposed to do, and I think he is clutch. He just hasn't been as consistent. I said he's a younger star, and he hasn't been as consistent as most people would like him to be. So, you know, I think this year he'll show the maturity each year, taking that step. To where, you know, he's more trustworthy. But ultimately, I think your role players need to win you a lot of those playoff games.
So, Danny, you played 15 years in the league. You played for six different teams. You won three NBA championships. You're now the host of Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. It's a podcast that drops every Thursday. You can find it on the Odyssey app. You can find it on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are available. But, Danny Green, can you answer this question? What do you mean, oh, my God? You don't need to, oh, my God.
It's a terrible question.
No,
we should let you know.
Stop it. Just let me answer the – let me ask the question. Danny Green, if you were making a Boston Celtics postseason milkshake, what ingredients would you be adding?
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer that question.
You can't.
I'm sorry,
it's stupid.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Milkshake.
Yeah. It's all – you already kind of got the normal ingredients. What are you adding to it to make it even better?
And this is talking about the team and bench of what they think they need. Is that what you're saying?
We're not really sure.
No one has any idea what he's talking about.
Nobody can answer the questions. It's cryptic. It's broad. It's very vague.
Yeah.
It's very vague, Danny.
It is very vague. When I'm thinking basketball analogy, I'm thinking they need a little more depth. That's all. One piece that could help, that could be a veteranship and a leader in a locker room. So. When you're talking about that type of ingredient,
there
I think that's the one thing that they could be lacking. So
I like it.
There you go.
That's, That's my answer.
That's a tasty milkshake.
You did the best you could with a bad question.
Well done.
I have no idea. In terms of food, I have no idea what you put in there.
Well, Danny, we'll be talking to you throughout the playoffs. So we appreciate you taking some time today to come on and join us, and we'll talk to you next week. And that was Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green.